From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. There's a worldwide race for tech dominance on everything from nanotech to quantum computing. China has an explicit policy to take the lead in artificial intelligence. Israel spends more of its GDP on R&D than any other country. The U.S. is in this race, whether any of us know it or not. Robert Manning has been studying this race. He's a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council and co-author of the Global Innovation Sweepstakes, A Quest to Win the Future. Good morning, Robert.
Morning.
You've said that this moment in time, this moment in our history, should be another Sputnik moment, and that basically we're failing to see it. What do you mean by all of that?
Well, I think we're at the beginning of a major transformation and technology revolution that is, by an order of magnitude, more disruptive than the internet revolution 20 years ago. AI, big data, robotics, biotech, nanoengineering, nanomanufacturing, all these things are converging, and the digital and the real world economy are sort of merging. And this revolution will drive economic growth by the late 2020s, 2030s. And so there's a race on, see, whoever is best at creating and adapting these technologies will be in the strongest position and certainly the most prosperous in terms of their people.
The Federal Deputy Chief Technology Officer, Michael Kratsios, said that, you know, he's very confident in the U.S. ability, and we're doubling down on ensuring our next great inventions are developed here in the U.S. Do you think that confidence is maybe a little misplaced?
Well, let me be kind and say it's way overly optimistic. If you look, for example, at graduates in science, math, and engineering, the vast majority, probably more than three-quarters of them, are foreign students. After Sputnik, we created, you know, NASA. We put money into our basic R&D, and we put big emphasis on channeling students into these areas. We're not doing that. We haven't had a leadership that's mobilizing the public to move in this direction. We need to rethink our education and training system. We need to have a better social safety net. There's a whole range of things we need to do, and that's going to require a lot of public and private partnership. And we're not. I don't see any sense of urgency out there.
What happens if China wins?
I think we need to be careful. It's not like somebody wins absolutely and somebody loses. It's just they're going to do better. They're going to be in a stronger geopolitical position, and that will probably play out in ways we haven't really thought about yet. If we don't get wise to these trends that are reshaping our economy and are going to affect the way we work, the way we live, and everything else, the future is going to take us by surprise.
Robert Manning is a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council. His report is called The Global Innovation Sweepstakes, A Quest to Win the Future. Thanks, Robert, very much for speaking with us.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.